Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Fisher Pine, Leslie, something people only pretend to like, champagne. I couldn't agree more.
Oh,
what's wrong when you have wine that you have to go with champagne, which is an abysmal form of it?
It's like asking why go with soda when you can have juice.
Not true. I'm resting on that one. That's one of mine. National Guard to be called out on college campuses. I think that's a bit of overkill. But Chris Tremaglia is with us again from the Washington Examiner, where he writes principally. Former Penn student, that's where I met him. And he is the first one to get anybody to talk about Leah Thomas at Penn. Some of the swimmers there anonymously over the course of time. And just 1,000 other things that he's done. Headline today, transgender student accused of beating preteen student attacked sheriff deputies at hearing after that. This about the North Penn student and what went on there. That is just hard to believe that that school thinks they're handling this properly, in my view, and I think Chris's, by just dragging out or giving no information. All right, let's go to Chris here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Chris, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me.
So, Chris, one of the things Dan told me, too, you notice the judge in this case, this is in the aftermath of this, issued a formal injunction against news media not to be poking around with this student. Now, I thought with a minor, clearly this is a minor. Isn't that something that almost always happens, you know, that since they're a juvenile minor, you can only do so much? What do you see as different in the judge in this case?
Well, actually, the main thing there was, as you brought up, yes, in these particular situations, minors do traditionally have their identity revealed. So that's not in it of itself. But to issue a court order, that is to do such a thing and to view, like, to mandate that no publication, no entity, no individual can mention this person's identity. And as I said, for the judge to do it through a court order, that is something that is not done in usual practice. And I actually confirmed that with the Upper Gwynedd chief of police as well, because I was under the impression the main thing, like, if you're a minor, you don't get your identity revealed, but for a judge to actually issue an order, that is a rare step. And it kind of raises a bunch of questions, because in the judge's statement, he specifically mentioned wanting to protect the privacy of the attacker. And he prioritized wanting to protect the privacy of the attacker, but didn't really seem to have that same priority or outright concern for the victim here, who was this 12-year-old girl who was brutally attacked and beaten with a Stanley Cup tumbler at the school last week, and it's just kind of it's just hard to not get angry about hearing about this, because the whole thing is just indicative of what the radical left is doing regarding instances in which radical genderology and, you know, people are transgender are involved. They're going all these ways and doing all these extra things to coddle and protect them, even when they do things such as egregiously bad as this and participate in not only actually attacking a 12-year-old student, but also attacking sheriff deputies at the hearing in which the transgender student was had to go to because of the violent act that he did.
Yeah, exactly. Well, do you know, Chris, as a term of art, how this would work? But if someone is transitioning or someone is claiming gender identity, I'm assuming that's a protected class if you're in special. Now, my master's is in special ed, and I know when you have a special ed student, revealing almost anything, even if necessary here, I mean, if it's so bad with the student coming from one school to this school, this alleged attack, I'll say, even though I think everybody agrees it happened, then the alleged attack on the deputies, it shouldn't matter that you have special ed needs and you're designated something, something. It should be then that you have to be placed in another setting, that you're dangerous to yourself and others.
Correct. I'd absolutely agree with you there. And I think it just goes back to, I mean, there were so many issues and layers involved with this whole thing. First, there was the refusal of school district officials, school administration officials, law enforcement officials to confirm the gender identity of the attacker. I mean, if it wasn't for parents coming forward and admitting this, it would still be unknown that the attacker was a transgender student, because when I tried to contact the school district, the school board, everyone denied or refused to clarify. The police said that their gender was not part of the investigation, and therefore they couldn't comment. When I contacted North Penn School District, they referred me to a basically vague statement on their website. But in addition to that, there were other things that happened in the incident which were just had nothing to do with gender identity, just kind of like a systemic failure of the school in general. There were warnings of this person having an attack. School students went to guidance counselors and school officials expressing fear and worry that this was going to happen, and were told by the teachers, or I shouldn't say teachers, school officials, not to worry about it. And it's hard to say why they said that. I could definitely make a case that maybe they didn't. They said not to worry about it and didn't do the things that were necessary to prevent the attack because of the gender identity of student, and they didn't want to cause a ruckus or cause controversy of taking extra preventative measures against this student because of their gender identity. Whereas if it was just a normal student, one could make the argument, again, this is purely speculative, that they would have taken precautions.
Yeah.
So it's a sad realization of the society we live in and how things are in the current climate, and they need to change.
Now, Chris, I've read in a couple of news accounts, so I'll say alleged in this, that the student was only at this school
alleged
for a couple of days from a previous school, and it's surprising to me the Upper Gwinnett would, if they said no comment, okay, but if they said that's not part of the investigation, it would seem to me, though, what's the motivation for this student doing this? Were they being teased? Were they being harassed, at least in their mind, that it was such an open secret that students went to guidance counselors, that one little girl was very, very valid, I think, in saying, why was something not done here? Some kind of watchful eye. And that leads us all the way back to this whole thing with the transgender part of it. And Chris, if that turns out to be the case, it would seem to be obvious in the end after the investigation. But I would point out, we still don't have the Nashville shooters manifesto when it comes to this issue.
Right.
They're just saying as a matter of course, we're not going to let you know anything. And I don't think that's legal if it's part of the motivation, part of the issue that happened here.
I would agree with you. And the great point that you brought up on the Nashville shooter, because, I mean, you said we're still waiting for that. And it's that type, those type of things that happen with the transgender that raises these questions and raises these red flags that probably don't need to be raised or shouldn't be raised in a normal situation, because, you know, it was brutal enough to happen without playing the left-wing radical politics and all this. And then you mentioned the little girl that was testifying. I believe her name was Emily. The one of the students talking about the other systemic failures of the school here and a potential cover-up. And this is why I think there's more to the story. There's obviously more to the story and a cover-up. Is in her testimony before the school board, she was saying she exposed, and she deserves a lot of credit for being brave and courageous to say this. The school district in its official statement said after the attack had occurred, they held the students in their lunch cafeteria for a total of 8 minutes. And during Emily's testimony, she brought up that it wasn't actually 8 minutes. And her words, I'm paraphrasing her, was something to the effect of that she timed the whole thing, and it was actually 28 minutes.
Wow.
So if the school, and again, this is from based on her testimony, if the school is saying, you know, lying or misleading about this, then what else, you know, are they going to be lying about? What other things are they not telling the truth on and misleading on? And that just raises a whole bunch of questions that need to be answered.
Chris, great job as always, too. Washington Examiner. It seems like you were in there 3, 4, or 5 times a week. Is there a website for you, Chris?
You can search me on the Washington Examiner, or most likely, best, probably follow me on my Twitter account, at Chris W. Trimo on Twitter.
All right, Chris.
Now, I guess
Chris, thank you, as always, and to be continued. We have the mom coming up at 2 o'clock that led the protest. They may have spoken to the superintendent. We're going to find out.
All right. Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. Thanks, Chris. Amazing. And again, we know about all kinds of laws, et cetera, et cetera. It's not about that. There are unanswered questions here. I can't imagine the investigation does not contain something around this whole thing, given this level of attack. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210, will get you on board. Hit the side question, too. And as I said, the mom who led the protest today might have more insight about what they believe is happening here. No one knows definitively, but it just seems to me this is a extremely serious thing. And Chris just mentioned a large part of it, which is putting an injunction out on this. Yeah, it's a high-profile thing. It's being talked about even nationally, but still an injunction rather than the usual rules here with minors. When you think that's what goes on in each one of these steps, just makes people more anxious to get to the bottom of this. And just this whole movement, the stuff that goes on with it, if it is transgender-related, is very, very difficult to see possible outcomes here that are good for anybody. All right, 855-839-1210. That will get you in. Coming up, Mike Rowe, who is just a hero to me, the great work that he's done, posts something that is so apropos about what's going on at Columbia University, Yale University, et cetera. And I want to play. Let me play it now because, Dan, I kept teasing this and we got off into something else. Here is President Biden yesterday talking about the protests, these anti-Semitic protests cut 4 on college campuses. Now, I defended President Trump, even though mangled on Charlottesville, when he said, I wouldn't have put it that way. I've explained myself. There were more than just one group of people there in Charlottesville. There were the Tiki Boy creeps who are just racist. There were those on the other side who were Antifa, without a doubt. But then there were people that think the statue should remain in Charlottesville, and those who didn't. They were part of it also. Listen to Biden trying to do a Charlottesville when asked about these anti-Semitic protests at Columbia and other places.
What's your message to the protesters? Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians.
All right, let's break that down. I'll do it next. You could take a shot at it.
What?
What the hell? You know, I understand exactly what's going on with the Palestinians here. Is that the same thing as people screaming, let's set fire to Tel Aviv? Go back to Poland to Jewish students there? Tom Giordano's show. So Dan has a little bit more of that young girl, Emily, the one who witnessed this attack at North Penn, a little bit more than we played before. We'll play that in a moment. But this Biden quote, how do we put on the same level violent, vicious, anti-Semites? That's exactly what these people are. And anybody taking the side of Hamas, anybody telling us what happened on October 7th, even my alma mater, the nonsense that went on there at LaSalle, they're the same thing. And cowards to boot. How do you throw in this weird statement of Biden saying, or don't understand about the Palestinians? Well, what is it we're not understanding that rises to the level, whatever that might be, of these vicious attacks? And here you have not only Yale and Harvard, it appears, but definitely Columbia. There are a couple of other schools that have just said, no, stay home. You're going to get your education on Zoom. We may do this and just mercifully get to the end.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
For the year, you pay $95,000 a year to go to these places. That's what they resort to. Because these people are not going to go away. What's the way to make them stop? Well, the way to make them stop is actually to arrest them immediately, keep them in jail, process them at a normal pace, and then have a trial, and then punish them for various crimes that they're committing. If you don't do that, they're going to continue to do it at this level. I mean, here in Philadelphia, we even gave these mobs money. We paid them off for what they did on 676, which they had no right out there disrupting traffic. They could have got run over. We've been through all this. That's the only way you're going to stop them. Now, there's a call to say, bring the National Guard in. What's the National Guard going to do on these college campuses? You know where that leads. Doesn't lead to anything good. Because the problem is Bragg and Krasner and people like this, if you arrest them, they're not being charged. Which brings me to Kevin Boyle. I spoke fairly extensively to some really reliable sources yesterday, Dan. And they are telling me they don't know that there was ever a legitimate arrest order at all, because the protection from abuse order that had been in effect before may not be in effect now. So Krasner holds a press conference, says, never mind. But then he won't reveal the reason why this guy was called a fugitive for justice, and yet nobody could pick him up. And he can't say why everything's being dropped now. In fact, he said it's not being dropped. It's not being dropped. It's just that it doesn't exist. And here's a theory that's out there among law enforcement and all these others. They want it to stop Boyle in this race. They may feel he may not have beaten the Republicans. You have two strong Republicans running in Northeast Philadelphia. And this guy might do anything. So they tried to waylay him with all this. And then, right before the election, to show good faith in somehow or another.
Inside job?
That they now say, well, never mind. Now that they think they've damaged him with all these claims.
What was the idea of wanting to keep Kev out of office? Is it because there's mental questions? Or is it they just don't like his politicking? Or...
I'm not sure about that. That's strange. He's of the royal family there in the Northeast.
Or do they just prefer the opposing Democratic candidate, who also comes from a very highly touted Democratic family?
Yeah, he's a guy they can tell what to do more. This guy might be troubled and might at any moment not be there, and they have to do a whole thing. But how in the world do you have an arrest warrant, and all along it wasn't an arrest warrant?
Yeah.
But nobody knows how that's possible.
And one day before the primary to...
Yes.
The timing seems very suspect.
Yeah, and Krasner, I'm not giving you any information. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
That's it. We may revisit it in the future.
It's like a storyline ripped out of House of Cards.
Yeah, this is Law and Order or something, or House of Cards, yeah. Only in Philadelphia. And the Inquirer was on it for a while. Then they get tired and they just, we want the Democrats to be in charge. So today we're seeing play out. Will it be another Doherty? And does he have a chance, better chance than Boyle, of beating whoever the Republican happens to be in the end? The race I'm watching tonight, just to see the percentages and all that, is the Fitzpatrick-Houck race. I'm also watching to see what happens with the attorney general. There are several in there that would be a nightmare on the Democrat side, to put it mildly. And then to see if the anti-Biden people get 40 or 50,000 votes to say not committed on the Gaza thing, if that's happening. But when I drove by polling places today, a few, it looked to be tumbleweeds were coming across. And then we're looking to see the mail-in ballot. Dan, I think we ought to get Linda Kearns on tomorrow, our election integrity expert, to see how she think things went here with today's dry run. Today's kind of the spring training for the big event, which will be even more chaotic. But could Democrats have been rigging something inside this? Because, it's embarrassing to the police. We're looking for this guy, and there's no arrest warrant. Well, why was that not said early on? What took, Dan, it seems like this went on a week or so. The Democrats were saying, we know what Mr. Boyle wants his vote to be. Even though we can't get on his office or anything there in Harrisburg, we're taking that into account, and we're working on it. Wow. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Jerry and Elmer. Jerry's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Jerry, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. Now, before I give the question of the day, which you may get mad at, I have a few comments. I've seen a teacher of 40 years.
Okay.
There is a major breakdown in the chain of command of that school district. There is absolutely no way that child says that she feels in danger and it didn't go right up the line and something was done. And so the administration, they are absolutely in a bullseye here.
Well, look, Jerry, particularly today where we're in hypersensitivity, You at least have to go through the motions if a kid says something.
Now, remember, Dom, there are a whole bunch of victims here. Every single kid in that cafeteria will never be the same. With blood everywhere and the sounds, the one girl testified, the sounds of the hitting, these kids will never be the same, and I don't think anybody's thinking about them.
Yeah, well, I think they – I would not go down that path, Jerry. I hear what you're saying to say they'll never be the same. I would try to talk with them and say, yeah, this is bad, but you know what? You'll come through this.
Yeah, but what bothers me is all the way up to the police department not reporting the kid is trans. This is the procedure. Why wasn't the procedure of that poor girl reporting that kid followed? If they're going to follow the report,
exactly.
The procedure –
Exactly
it
right.
Me.
What's your side answer, Jerry? What's your side today?
All right, that people can't tell them the truth. Dom, I've seen you a few times in public places. Your hair is not that good.
Oh, wow. Shots fired from Jerry,
kind of
man.
What is this? Oh, my
hey,
God.
Dom,
yes.
Your hair is fine, but I tell you what I thought. When I first saw you, I thought, wait a minute. That can't be Dom. His hair isn't that good.
Oh my gosh, Jerry. Throwing shots.
Dan,
those
you know
some
me.
Fighting words.
All right, dump that guy, Jim. He never calls in again.
Let me get this going, man.
The hair.
Get ready for this fight. Oy.
Come to the next event. We'll have this in fall. Have all my barbers there. I blame my barbers, Dan, for that.
Taking shots at the hair, Dom. What's next?
What's next?
Great legs, though. Just remember.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all right. Wait, we'll see that at Mulligan's on Trump Day. You know, it might be shorts weather.
I think your hair is fantastic.
Oh, my God. Oh, goodness. I need to call in my barber, stylist, and everybody else. All right, that's a great
shameless
answer.
Plug, youtube.com/@12thandwphd. Be your own judge. Go look at Dom.
Well, you got to remember, too, Dan, I'm messed up by this headset here today. Let me see. There you go. Now it's getting to, you know, come on. The headset. You can't go by the headset. Nobody with a headset can look good. Greg Stocker's got to get better headsets. They're just barely. I don't like the ears things. Do you ever see those? I think they
with
look
the earbuds?
Weird. I'm afraid of putting earbuds directly
into
the ear.
Yeah, we're touching the eardrums. I don't. I can't
no,
helping,
I don't understand. And the sound. Yeah. I don't understand how that's an advantage.
Jim, you can vouch. Dom's got good hair, right?
Yeah, he's got good hair.
Oh, whoa, whoa.
That was tepid,
whoa.
Too.
He's got good hair.
All right.
Did you watch the hair? I work hard on my hair, then do you hit my hair?
Well, I don't know if that was Travolta. It was more Travolta that said that at dinner when he hit the hair.
Yeah,
other than Rocky. Oh, you were
Saturday
doing him.
Fever,
I thought you were doing Rocky, too.
No, no.
Oh, okay.
No.
The hair, Dan. We got to enter that. That might be an interesting. No polling available on that.
Hey, right. Yo, Mick, you know, what are you doing?
Oh, wait, no, we're all mixing movies.
Yeah.
We got a mix of movies going on over here. No, Mick, who keeps ringing that bell?
All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board. Defenders, come on. Come out of the woodwork. Coming up, we have a little bit more of the little girl in question, more than the thing we played the other day, what she said about this attack. We are watching to see what happens with the gag order today. And as far as anything happening in more of the David Pecker, I didn't ask O'Reilly about Pecker.
I'm going to ride that dumb button on the show, apparently.
I didn't see anything more on the Pecker testimony yet today. We'll see. People are in shock out here on the hair thing. My God, I may have to have the mayor. Ask Henry Triano, Dan.
That sales guy's coming in to reassure you how good your
hair
is.
Yeah, if you can declare it National Hair Day when we do Dom Giordano Day, Dana Mulligan's. We got to get a hair thing.
National
Show up
hair
with
day.
Better hair than Jerry of Elmer. Drive over to Mulligan's.
Yeah, prove it, Jerry.
Prove it.
Dom, I add a witness to the fight against Jerry. Who was Jerry and Wilmington who just
Jerry
called
and Elmer.
Jerry and Elmer.
Is. Or yeah, Elmer and Jerry, one of them.
Jerry
yes.
and Elmer, not a big... supporter of the Dom Giordano hair, and I got a witness here, Dom, who wants to add his opinion about the Dom Giordano hair coif, and that's Anthony Dorenzo from the Morning Show.
Yes,
I think your hair is 10 out of 10, perfect. It's almost, it's actually better than the Donald Trump
that he has. It's 10 times better.
Is that someone you want to be compared to, Dom, and Donald Trump when it comes
the
to
Donald.
Him?
Yeah, over the years, the main thing, a former host that was only here for a short period of time said it was a wig and we had to go through a contest. There could have been a court case, Your Honor. Come on up.
I mean,
and
I could send someone in there right now, youtube.com/@1210WPHE, to give a little tug if you want.
He's Italian. That isn't just thin hair. That isn't going to fall out. That's, you know, that's in there, that hair.
Amazing. But Dan, that guy's in the running. I'm not saying he's going to win today for something that people pretend to like. We'll see.
Is that Just for Men, Touch of Gray, or is this all natural?
No, it's all natural. It's all natural. It's just a lot of hair gel. The Mega. Yes. I love the Mega.
So usually about this time, what would happen is I'd get a text from Ro.
Yes.
But Dom, no text.
Yes, I wonder.
Does that mean she's endorsing Jerry's call?
Maybe she's out there with the traps and squirrels, groundhogs, and other rodents are overrunning us.
She's rodent chasing.
Yes, she's doing that. Thank you, Anthony, very much for that contribution.
Dom.
Thank you. Dan, do you have Dan time with Dom, or what the heck's going on here?
No, it's still next segment, Dan.
Oh, it's next segment. Oh, I got confused. All right.
I can go too if you really want me to.
The hair attack.
I'm not a big fan of the rat.
Okay. Thanks, Anthony. 855-839-1210. You get in. Something, to Dan's point, he thinks Shakespeare on his the day of his birth and death is completely fakery and virtue signal.
Has him been sober since bagpipes? People just act like they like bagpipes. But
I like the bagpipes.
I like him in moderation. That's the thing.
Yeah.
You can only take on
I call
you,
Joe
you can't
of Exton.
Do the bagpipes 24/7.
Joe of Exton, a little bit later on, will explain why Shakespeare, he might recite some for us, is so valued.
Did you mention, I know you always mention this, did you mention fruitcake?
No.
No, because he actually does like.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I do like the fruitcake. No, that's true. I do.
My dad's that guy that I don't think he really likes it.
Nobody actually likes it. They just say they do so they can be cool, you know.
No, I do actually like it. A little bourbon that they put in there, too, is good.
You're a bourbon guy now after Rand Paul.
No, but just a little bit with the fruitcake is good.
Frank the Tank on Twitter, White Claw. You ever try a White Claw? A seltzer?
I have not tried all that stuff.
No?
That seems to be a cool guy. I'll give you one from Seinfeld. Dockers. It just happened to be on last week. One of the more attractive women that Seinfeld was dating there had a whole thing about guys talk sitting around in Dockers that Seinfeld was mocking. I think wearing Dockers and those type of dress pants, they never look good.
I got another one right up there with Dockers are the Sperry Topsiders, the boat shoes.
Oh, yeah.
They're not comfortable. Nobody likes the look of them. People just act like they do.
Yeah, exactly. They got to rub against your feet. I wouldn't think that's comfortable at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210. You get on board.
Detour.
The great hair debate. Oh, my God. That was out of the blue. Thank you, Jerry. All right. At 2 o'clock, we are going to talk with the head of the protest today over in the North Penn School District around what Chris Tremaglia just beautifully laid out. Why are they trying to avoid? And the answer, their defense will be in the end, I think, well, it's all legalisms. Now, people are not going to hear that. And I think that this kid could have been charged with, I know it's only a 13, 14-year-old kid, but you hit somebody from behind over the head with one of these Stanley Cups. I don't know the charge between aggravated assault, if there is one, and attempted murder. You could kill someone. I mean, it's that serious of a thing. All right, let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Hey, Robert, good afternoon. Hi.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys on this beautiful day. It occurs to me that Joe Biden might have given himself a new theme song when he told his story about his Uncle Bosie. And I would like to submit that a good one comes from a group called the Fine Young Cannibals.
Oh, yeah.
Joe Biden's crazy. Ooh, ooh. I won't torture you by going on anymore with that.
I would love more.
I'd have to say, out of the mindless things that he said, if I were doing the top 10 list today, this has to be one or two. This whole Uncle Bosie and the cannibals thing, even for Biden, is remarkable.
Well, if you can't give me freedom or facts, you better give me funny or we're going to have a civil war. And to Joe Biden's credit, he has given us yards of funny over the last 3 years.
That's true. All right, what's your... go ahead.
My answer to the side question would be freedom. Some people don't want it because they want others to run their lives. Some people say they like freedom as long as their side gets it. So I'll go with freedom for the general answer. You guys have a great day today, man.
That is a great one. That's a serious one. Outside the box, freedom, okay? Yeah, are people pretending at that they really don't want universal freedom? 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. One other cut I wanted to play before Dan time with Dom. Speaking of which, cut nine, Dan. Here is the Gavin Newsom new abortion ad about Alabama. So picture this. You have two young women trying to get over the border. I don't know what state would be more friendly than Alabama when it comes to abortion. They're about 100, 200 yards away, and a cop pulls them over. The cop is a really good actor in this. And what he does, what he demands from this blonde young woman.
Good all around,
yeah, they're all pretty good actors in it. They overplay it, but I think they do it correctly. All right, listen to the ad.
We're almost there. You're going to make it.
Trump Republicans want to criminalize young Alabama women who travel for reproductive care.
Miss, I'm going to need you to step out of the vehicle, take a pregnancy test.
Stop them by taking action at righttotravel.org. Campaign for Democracy Group is responsible for the content of this advertising.
All right, how many people on the other side think, yeah, that's what they're going to be doing, take a pregnancy test? All right, that guy's good. Oh, he does a southern accent.
Ma'am.
He doesn't overdo it. He does it.
Yeah, well, no, I think it's a little overdone, actually.
Well,
I just hear an audio of it.
You have to overdo it a hair.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
It's almost like Lindsey Graham overdone, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I didn't ask for this.
You have to take a pregnancy test. All right, your calls and Dan time with Dom coming up.
They're running a strange program, y'all.
It's Dan time.
I can handle things. I'm smart. I'm like everybody says.
With Dom.
That's right. It's that time of afternoon that Dan takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom and Dom. The compliments continue to roll in on the hair on YouTube. We got a... couple people just saying how great it looks. YouTube.com/@12thandwphd to see that great head of hair on Dom Giordano, which was nominated for our side question, which is completely unfair.
That's okay. We'll see in the end if Jerry and Elmer ever makes it on Talk Radio 1210 again. Just kidding, Jerry.
Led Zeppelin said on Twitter as a something that somebody pretends to only like, but they don't actually like, school class photos, and turkey bacon also mentioned. Not a fan, Dom, of turkey bacon?
I don't like bacon. I know that puts me in the...
And also, Jimmy says on Twitter, Dom, you can say former host when referring to a past host at 12th and WPHTV. You can't say former president. Why does that continue to persist? Nobody ever knows, Dom. Alec Baldwin back in the news, Dom. Anti-Israel agitator.
Let's talk about this.
Yeah. Your thoughts. Does it all change your opinion on Alec Baldwin seen slapping the phone out of the hand of a person who is demanding he say free Palestine on camera?
I support that. That was almost imprisonment, harassment. I support Baldwin in this. And if people have seen this, how could you ever support Baldwin? It is a comeuppance given his personality, Dan. But the obnoxiousness, who's the most obnoxious of all these mobs? They might be, or is it the transgender, mob that's out? I support Baldwin in this.
It's like the same one, though. It's a crossover. They both have purple hair.
Yeah. But, I mean, Baldwin, I think, deserves a little bit more space in that. How about
you, Anthony? That's interesting.
I agree with that, but at the same time, I always say you shouldn't get to physical, even though I know he didn't punch her, but I think I'd probably get to the point where I hit a phone out of someone's hand, too.
Yes, if he had jumped on her or something, but pushing the phone back when it's too close to, you know what? To make it a little bit better, the little trick he might have done, you can move in a little closer, like they're moving the phone to you, then slap it away. But yeah, I support him. But it was obnoxious, the stuff, and he tried everything. Get the police. Open the door for her. He didn't just launch.
I'm being harassed. Yeah.
Well, we're in New York City. Dom, let's talk about the playoffs a little bit as we saw the Sixers take on the Knicks up there in Madison Square Garden. And unfair, ridiculously unfair calls by the referees now. As I said earlier, it's now led to the Sixers to file a grievance with the NBA over the officiating in the first round series. And Dom, are we just being butthurt fans of, you know, the Sixers here saying, oh, you know, the officials are not on our side? Or do you think there's actually something here?
Well, LeBron James, among others, if I cite him as a source, Stephen A. Smith, who was in Philadelphia for a while, they all said the same thing. It was murder. I mean, and they were calling a number of ticky-tack fouls in the Sixers relatively before that. That's not why they lost fully, though.
Yeah, I agree with you, because nobody helped Embiid, nobody helped Maxey. Both of them look outstanding. I mean, even Embiid, with struggling a bit, he looks great, so... If any of our bench players, Oubre, you know, even Buddy Hield, I know he's new, you got to show up. They can't do nothing, especially when these Knicks are just kind of nonstop. And they're calling the Trae Young foul again, even though I thought that wasn't allowed anymore. But
that too. And again, Tobias Harris played half decent, which is a miracle. I don't know that will happen again.
Yeah.
One of the things that is most frustrating to me is just the inbound passing and the holding of players as they're, you know, one team's getting called as fouls, the other's clearly holding players on inbounds, not getting called.
Well, that's when you have to decide. They got to make a decision. If they're holding, do you go like this? Do you fall down? Do you do something?
Yeah.
Or is that going to make it even worse? I would have called timeout well before. You get the ball at half court.
Well, you could see Nick Nurse. He says that he was trying to call timeout there. But there's also a still image of Maxey on the ground and Nick Nurse holding the tee hands.
But I would have called it before the inbounds play there because you get it at half court then.
Yeah.
And then by doing that, it's a lot harder to box someone in that manner. And they have a lot longer place to go. That should have been the play. Given the rough, what the referees were letting go on. And I think he thinks that too now, Nick Nurse. I still pick the Sixers to win 6 or 7. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
They're better. They're the better
team.
That
Madison Square Garden crowd is amazing.
Yeah. They're obnoxious New Yorkers. It just, yeah.
I kind of like it, though. Yeah. I do.
They're like us.
I don't like it. They're worse, though.
Yeah.
what do you guys think of, particularly Dom, what do you think of using the F word in the chant, though, when you're talking about a player like that?
Nah, you should never be able to.
I'm fine with that. Are you kidding me?
Really?
Yeah. Who cares?
No, I have a point of pride, got the recreation department to bring the head of the recreation department, 16th and Jackson League, that DJ was playing in, because players were yelling curses out on a foul or whatever.
Okay, that's different, though. That's high school. These guys get paid millions of dollars. You can hear the F word. I don't care.
I don't think publicly that's a good
I think thing, the extension goes, though. Why is it okay to say it at a NASCAR event before a president's name?
I'll let you take that up with the Trump people and Biden people right now, Dan. All right, I think we...
I mean, if it's okay there, then it should be okay to say
it's a fly in the ointment.
That's all I got for Dan time today. I'll step aside.
All right, thank you. Coming up, we have the leader, apparently, of the protests at the North Penn School District today. And did they meet with the superintendent, and what is going on with that case? 855-839-1210. You get on board. Keep them coming, too. Don't wait to the very end. Something like Shakespeare, who I revere. I have to admit it. Joe of Exton's going to help me with that. This is all propelled by Dan on this. Something that people really are virtue
Marcus
signaling.
Aurelius on Twitter's Odd Fireman says, I like Dom's hair, but then again, I also like the smell of bus fumes.
All right, where's Ro? This is the time for the call. This would be the monumental call of the century.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.